Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The City Council in the American state of Tennessee has voted to return a Democrat lawmaker to the State House of Representatives days after he and a colleague were expelled for staging a protest at the state capitol supporting stricter gun control laws. The protest took place days after a deadly shooting at an elementary school in Nashville. Hugh Morgan reports.
Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, both of whom are black, joined hundreds of other protesters in the chamber just days after 3 9-year-olds and 3 staff members at the school were shot. Republican representatives said the noisy demonstration brought disorder and dishonour to the House, and following a vote along party lines, the two were expelled. A white colleague, Gloria Johnson, who also joined the protest, was given a narrow reprieve, leading to accusations it was an attack on democracy with racial overtones. Now, the Nashville Metropolitan Council has voted to reinstate Mr. Jones on an interim basis, pending a special election.
The US Defense Department says the recent leak of secret documents poses a serious security risk. The Pentagon said it was looking at how and to whom the information had been distributed. Barbara Plett-Usher is in Washington.
The Pentagon is still trying to determine the scope of the apparent leak. A spokesman wouldn't say if the documents are genuine, but he did say they appeared to be photographs of classified daily military updates. He said this was a top priority across the U.S. government and that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, was convening meetings with senior leaders daily. U.S. officials are also in high-level talks to reassure allies, he said. The documents include sensitive assessments about some of them, but most provide recent information about the status of the war in Ukraine.
The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is beginning his state visit to China on Tuesday to discuss bilateral trade and a proposal to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He's hoping to discuss the plan when he meets his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping on Friday. Ana Pissarro reports.
Brazil sees China's own 12-step peace plan as very positive. Ukraine's Western allies argue it tacitly supports Moscow's invasion. Brazil never joined Western efforts to assist Ukraine's defense, and President Lula da Silva is on record saying he saw President Zelensky as responsible for the war as his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. President Lula's diplomatic effort has been compromised further for suggesting last week that Ukraine should renounce the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesman, Oleg Nikolenko, responded, "There was no legal, political or moral reason why Ukraine should give up a centimetre of its land."
Ana Pissarro reporting. World News from the BBC. The Italian Coast Guard has been carrying out 2 large-scale operations to rescue migrants from overcrowded boats in the Ionian Sea off Sicily. About 800 people are said to have been travelling on one of the fishing boats and 400 on another. The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has formally determined that Russia wrongfully detained the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. Wrongful detention status allows the US government to allocate more resources to the case. Russia's security service arrested Mr. Gershkovich at the end of March, accusing him of spying. The US government has applied for an emergency stay on a ruling by a Texas judge suspending approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. Earlier this month, Judge Matthew Kaczmarek ruled that the drug should not be used while a case challenging its approval was brought against the US Food and Drug Administration. The FDA says more than 20 years of use shows mifepristone is safe. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, warned of the consequences if the Texas ruling was upheld.
This court decision threatens access to this medication, which is used not only for abortion, but also for other critical purposes, like helping women manage miscarriages. If the decision stands, it will put women's health at risk and undermine the FDA's ability to ensure patients have access to safe and effective medications when they need them the most.
A study has found that rich elites are consuming too much water, leaving poorer people in cities around the world without basic access. In a study of water use in Cape Town in South Africa, for example, the researchers found that wealthier households used more than half the city's water while making up less than 14% of its population. The richest people were using water for swimming pools, large gardens and washing their cars, while the poor went without. BBC News.